Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure to be part of your day, as always. And I am in Houston, Texas, actually more correctly in Woodland, Texas, north of Houston at the Administaff Small Business Classic, a golf tournament. I tell you, this has been, as I said earlier, this has been a clinic on how to bring in partners to pull something off bigger and better than you could have done it by yourself. And watching the Administaff folks put this thing together is really and pull it off has really been it's just been a clinic on how to do this. And I'm going to want to talk about that a little bit later on. I won't do it right now because I want to introduce you to a new friend. His name is Joe Nemechek, and he's out of the Denver area. Those of you who are listening out in Colorado, he's one of your guys. And he's with Executive Self-Storage, president of Executive Self-Storage, and he's our new friend, Joe Nemechek. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Doing great.
A little early for me, but we're here.
Now, you're not going to start complaining right off the bat, are you, Joe?
Well, I figured I'd get the complaints out of the way first, and then we can get on to business.
Good move. Hey, Joe, tell us what an Executive Self-Storage is. Now we all know what self storage is. Is this self storage only for executives?
Actually, no. It's Executive Self Storage is a company that I started 18 years ago, and we specialize in developing, building, managing self storage facilities, as well as consulting on feasibility studies, market studies, sales training, employee manager training. Pretty much the full gamut of everything of running someone's business.
So you help other people get into the self-storage business?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And
in addition to that, we appear at most of our national conventions and put on training seminars for owners, developers, and managers.
Right. Well, I'm sure this is an interesting topic for a lot of folks because we see these things popping up all over the place, and I've known not a few people who that's all they've done, and basically they've made a lot of money at it. And it's an industry that's really amazed me at how well it's done. I remember when the first time I saw a self storage facility was a long time ago, and I remember thinking in those days, do people need that? But as it turns out, it was a niche that really needed to be filled, wasn't it?
Oh, it's a big niche, and it continues to be a big niche. As I tell a lot of people, ask me, you know, what we really do in our business, and our business really is about storing memories. That's what we do. And thank heavens for the human nature, because human nature, there are many people who will store things for years and years and years and years, simply because their grandkid carved his initials in it.
Well, you know, see, what you just did, Joe, is you just gave us something that we've been talking about a few times lately, and that's an elevator speech. If you and I got on the elevator and we were going, and I'm getting off in one floor, which is about what, you know, like 8.5 seconds, and I said to you, what do? You would say to me, we're in the business of helping preserve memories.
Correct.
And then there would go the ding, and I'd get off. And of course, I would say, what does that mean? You say, oh, I'm in the self-storage business. And so in one floor, you basically told me, folks, that's the kind of elevator speech that you've heard me talk about with Peter Meyer and with Ivan Meisner about, you know, and I'm sure you thought about that for a while. And it probably came to you when you realized, Joe, that's what people were doing there. They weren't just putting their, you know, There are some old sofas in there. They were putting some things in your buildings that they really wanted to keep.
Absolutely, and because of that, our industry, I feel, you know, we have an obligation to make sure that we can provide the best customer service and take care of these people's belongings to the best of our ability. Well, certainly, there's a large percentage of people who use it for business purposes as well, but the vast majority of users of self-storage are single-family homeowners, and as I said, are storing things that they just can't part with.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you've got people who are upsizing and downsizing, especially the downsizing part of it, isn't it? I bet that is an opportunity, it seems to me, with the baby boomers, Joe, where people are downsizing from the 5-bedroom rambling one when the kids were there to the townhouse or the patio home, you know, or the condo or something, and with 80 million boomers out there, I want to talk about the opportunity of this business, this industry. When we come back after these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're going to be right back with our new friend, Joe Niemczyk. He's with Executive Self Storage in the Colorado area. Stay with us. Back at 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And if you want to find out more about the Administaff Classic, the Small Business Classic, I want to give you a website you can go check out. It's at administaffclassic.com. The Administaff website is just administaff.com. But the Classic, if you want to find out more about the tournament and they also have an internet simulcast there of my show on their site. Just go to Administaff Classic. You can find out about the pros who are going to be out here and a lot of other things. So check that out when you get a chance. Joe Niemczyk is with us, and he's with Executive Self Storage. Joe, tell us a little bit more about your company. You said you've been in business 18 years. How many employees do you have? Do you own some of your own? Your own self-storage. I know that you're a consultant for people who want to get into the business. You help them with feasibility. You mentioned that sort of thing. Tell us a little bit about your company.
I used to be the president of a company located in Tucson, Arizona, that was in self-storage for about 5 years. And I left there in 1987 and started my company at that time. So we've been involved in hundreds of projects around the United States, the Virgin Islands.
You're not just in the Rockies there.
We're not just in the Rockies. We're coast to coast. As I said, the Virgin Islands, Canada, Australia. So we've done them pretty much all over the world.
How many employees?
I'm sorry, go ahead, Jim.
How many employees?
Right now, I have approximately 150 employees. And again, they're spread from Massachusetts all the way to Washington State and California and Florida.
Right.
Keeps us hopping pretty well.
Are these employees managing? Do you have your own self storage properties?
I do own some self storage properties myself. Yes, I'm partners in several of them, but the vast majority of the ones I do, I construct, develop, and manage for outside partners.
Right. Most of the work that you do, the company does, is in helping other people's dreams come true.
That's correct. Yes,
and hopefully it is a dream come true and not a nightmare that we wish we didn't have. And that's what you do with your services, is to help to take the nightmare factor out of it, don't you?
That's correct. And you know, we were speaking a little bit off air. People come into this business. I go to our national conventions and speak to them, as I said, several times a year. And we have thousands of people show up at the conventions with these dreams of building these self-storage facilities. You know, if I have a piece of land, I'll build it and they'll come. Unfortunately, it's not quite that easy. It's a very complicated business. Most people don't understand it until after it's too late and they're in it and they don't know what to do.
Well, then there's that other thing out there, that irritating little element of the marketplace, competition.
Correct. That's correct, the competition.
There's plenty of competition out there now, isn't there?
More than ever, and it continues to grow each and every day. I mean,
and thank God for that, right, Joe?
Absolutely. I mean, it keeps putting the bread on my table.
That's right. Baby needs some new shoes, right?
That's right. And you know, a lot of people, you know, like I try to tell everybody when they're coming into this is not a real estate venture. This is a retail business.
Say that again.
We're selling a product like anything else.
No, slow down. Say that again.
This is not a real estate investment.
The self-storage business is not a real estate investment.
It is not. It is a retail business.
Okay. There is real estate involved, and it's not that it can't become a real estate investment because, you know, it's, you do own real estate, and theoretically real estate appreciates.
Correct.
That, what you're saying is that's not the that's not what you should be motivated to do, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
And we have a product line like a 7-Eleven has a product line.
Right.
A 5x10 appeals to a different consumer than a 10x20 does, and they have to be marketed in,
right.
in that way.
Right.
So when you're in self-storage business, you have to approach it on a retail mentality and understand that you can't just appeal to all people all the times with everything that you have.
So,
the other difference,
so just,
the other
like McDonald's, just like McDonald's says, do you want fries with that? You
correct.
Say, would you like that climate controlled?
Correct. And the other difference is that a 7-Eleven can sell their candy bar tomorrow for the same price. Our difference is that if we don't sell that room today, we lose that rent forever.
Yeah, it's gone. Your inventory is time, isn't it?
Our inventory is time, absolutely.
Yeah.
And space is very hard to sell over the phone because it's very difficult to perceive.
Right.
You know, when you put it in terms that people can totally understand, and frankly, the vast majority of Americans today still have not even used self-storage.
Yeah, I became a customer about 2.5 years ago, and still am. We might even be one of your units, Joe. But you know, that was the first time that I'd ever done that, and we wanted a climate controlled unit because we have a few antiques in there,
mm-hmm.
and we're not ready to have those out, and so we got climate controlled a unit, and it's basically you know, works out great. It makes it easy for us to get to and everything. But talk to us for a moment about. A little bit more about people who are thinking about going into that business. We are, you know, buying self-storage capability is pretty intuitive for most folks. Getting into the business is not.
Okay.
So talk to us about that a little bit.
Well, getting into the business, as you said, I mean, it doesn't seem to be that difficult if you have a piece of property. The hard part is finding out whether or not you should actually build that self-storage in that location, whether the market can support it or not.
Location, right?
Well, it is location. But if you don't have location, there are ways around it if you are good at marketing and advertising and you are consistent at what you do.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest problem that I see is that people try to come into the market and don't finance themselves well enough to carry them through the initial hard time.
Right. Joe, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great time with our new friend Joe Nemechek with Executive Self-Storage. He's in Colorado, but he's really worldwide. Until, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I will be right back. Stay with us. We're back at 7 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm on the road again. And I will be the rest of the week. I'll be broadcasting live from Administaff Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas, just north of Houston, Texas. And right now we're visiting with our new friend, Joe Nemechek. And, Joe, I want you to give us your website, please.
My website is www.executiveselfstorage.com.
ExecutiveSelfStorage.com. Now, what will we find when we get there?
You're going to find a lot of information about myself and my company. You're going to find all of my locations located throughout the United States and directions and something about each and every one of those particular locations. It's going to talk to you a little bit about how you can contact me or apply for a position as a manager or as someone other position in my company. How you can contact me if you need any assistance as far as consulting or feasibility studies.
So let's say that there's somebody listening in Knoxville, Tennessee, or Cleveland, Ohio, or somewhere like that, and they say, you know, I'd like to get into the business. And let's say there are two people. One of them, the one in Knoxville, has a piece of real estate that they already have, and they'd like to, and they think that would be a good use of that property. And the one in Cleveland doesn't have anything. They just think they want to be in that business. Talk to us about both of those. What would you do? How would you help both of those guys?
Well, the one that has the piece of property already, I would suggest to him that him or her that we do a market feasibility study. In other words, we'll come down and spend a week in the market. We'll figure out where your competition is, what they're charging, what they're built like, and if in fact there's enough square feet or there's enough population to justify putting in more storage.
And this then we would basically also... this is basically the activity that people go through to decide whether to build an apartment complex or a hotel.
Very similar, yes.
Yeah.
The only difference is we have different standards in the industry, right, you know, than an apartment does or anybody else does.
Right.
The gentleman who does not have a piece of property, I would suggest I would line them up with a few seminars that they should probably attend prior to...
There are seminars?
Many seminars, yes.
All right. How do we find out where those are?
Well, there's one in Miami right now.
Is there a website where we can go to get a schedule?
Not right now, November 21st, I believe it is.
Can we find that schedule on your website?
You will not find it on my website, but you can find it on one of our industry magazines' website, and it's www.insideselfstorage.com.
Insideselfstorage.com. Okay, thanks.
Right.
That's good.
And there's another convention coming up. Our national convention is coming up in Las Vegas in February.
Right.
And there's several state conventions throughout, which are all located on that website.
Right. Joe, you're a customer of Administaff, aren't you?
I am a customer of Administaff, yes.
And what do they do for you?
They take care of all of my payroll needs and all of my HR needs, all of my health insurance needs, and I have nothing but great things to say about them. I became a customer with them last January, and I had previously been with three or four other similar companies prior to Administaff, and frankly was pretty skeptical about going with them. They have proven to be everything they said they were going to be to me, and have been there every time I needed them, and taken care of many, many needs and provided so many benefits to my employees that I could have never, ever provided.
Right. Joe, I got about a minute and a half or so. What else would you like to tell my audience about getting into the business that you're in?
I think what I would like to tell your audience is that if you are considering this, it is a very good investment. The returns on investment can be quite substantial. But don't go into it thinking that it's that easy of a thing to do, because without professional help, you can get yourself in a real pit and won't be able to get yourself out. It's not a matter of just throwing up a building and renting a space. There's so many legal issues and so many advertising and marketing issues that you're probably unaware of right now, but you can become aware of them very easily by doing some homework.
All right, let me ask you a question. If that week-long survey that you mentioned, the study,
yes,
about what does that typically cost?
It depends on what consultants you usually use, but we'll put together a complete study for you ready to hand to a bank in order to get financing, and that can range anywhere from $4,500 up to $7,500.
Okay, so that's one of the first things you got to think about. But then the property belongs to you, and the business belongs to you. You're not franchising this at all, right?
That's correct. You're not franchising.
You just do the consulting and turn it over to them.
That's correct.
But you also help them manage it, right?
Absolutely. If they want me to manage it forever and go live on a beach somewhere, we'll do that. If they want me to manage it the first year and teach them how to do that,
I want one. That's the one. That's the one I want, Joe.
Okay.
Where I can go live on the beach after you fix it up for me. Joe Nemchek, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thanks for having me.
ExecutiveSelfStorage.com, right? All right. We'll see you later, Joe Nemchek, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back with Jay Minks with Administaff. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.